Long on History, Shortridge High School, on this moment of Indiana history. That city gave me a free primary and secondary education, richer and more humane than anything I would get from any of the five universities I attended. As a student at Shortridge High School, author Kurt Vonnegut was a sometime editor of the Daily Echo, the nation's first and longest-running high school daily. Vonnegut's alma mater was an academic beacon in many ways. Indiana's first free high school opened in 1863 as Indianapolis High School. Its first superintendent was Abram C. Shortridge, who brought distinction to the school by imposing rigorous academic standards, promoting racial inclusiveness, and hiring highly competent female teachers. Renamed in 1898 for this early director, Shortridge eventually outgrew its original location on the Circle, moving to new facilities at 34th and Meridian in 1928. At the same time, mounting racial tensions had resulted in the opening of an exclusively black high school, Crispus Attucks. Despite shifting urban demographics, budget shortfalls, and overcrowding, Shortridge continued to maintain high academic standards and offered diverse extracurricular programs in the 30s and 40s. Billed as one of the nation's top high schools in both Time and Newsweek in 1957, but rocked by racial strife in the 60s, Shortridge was shuttered in 1981. Having operated as a middle school since 1984, the facility is set to house a high school magnet program in 2009. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.